Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. Mike Mayberry's on our website. He's all over our website. He's a long-term member of our Brain Trust and an old friend of ours. And he's deposited many pieces of wisdom on our website in the form of things that he's written, in the form of his time that he's given us on the show, which we've archived and are glad to provide for you there, so you can go back and listen to some of the really smart things he said on a lot of different topics. He's the president of the Mayberry Group. He's the author of In the Company of Entrepreneurs. He is a guy who goes all over the country and halfway around the world talking to organizations about how to do a better job of taking care of their customers, how to put their best foot forward. He's a very important speaker on business issues, and he's our good friend, Mark Mayberry. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Mark, as always. And you've been on a kind of a whirlwind tour, haven't you?
Well, some of your listeners would call me a groupie, but there's a guy named Mark Knopfler playing with Dire Straits,
oh,
and I know you're a big fan
did
of
you
Dire Straits.
Don't tell me you went out and listened. You heard him.
We saw him in Atlanta on the 19th.
Oh,
we saw him in Milwaukee right after that. Or we saw him here on the 12th. Went up to Milwaukee to see him the following Saturday night, and then we just finished up out in Red Rocks, Colorado. Which
wow.
Is
three, you heard him
amphitheater.
Three times?
3 times in 8 days.
I'm not sure I'd admit that, Mark.
Well, I know it. I'm a little tentative about bringing that up.
Wow.
But on the trip, I saw...
Of course, you know, I'm a major Mark Knopfler fan.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I hear Knopfler a lot of your breaks when I
absolutely.
Listen
absolutely. We play some of his music here. We're glad to, always glad to play his music.
Absolutely. But on the trip, I saw, you know, my latest thing is nudging, which is all about word-of-mouth marketing. Every one of our listeners would say probably that word-of-mouth marketing is their best marketing tool, but how much time do they spend to make sure that's happening correctly? And
right.
My new program's called Nudging. That's what that's all about.
Right.
And on this trip, I saw 3 different examples of organizations in totally different fields that I think are doing an incredible job when it comes to getting their customers to talk about them. The first one I encountered up in Milwaukee. My brother and I were up there. We were picking up my wife, who was flying in a little later. We went downtown Milwaukee, and they had this big festival. You know, the people in Milwaukee or any place in Wisconsin, I think, like to have parties.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're great folks up there.
They really are. And so Milwaukee, this guy told me every weekend has some kind of festival. This year, the weekend that we were there, it was the French Festival. They always have an excuse to party.
They make a lot of beer up there. They got to sell that beer.
They do have. And
bratwurst. They got a lot of bratwurst up there, too.
Oh, boy, and it's the best in the world up there.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, I was asking a guy, where should we eat dinner? And he told me a couple of places, and you like this. And they said, oh, no, wait, there's a place you have to go to. It's called the Safe House. And he went on and he said a little bit about it's all to do with espionage and stuff. And he said, oh, and by the way, when you get there, you're going to have to know the password, but you'll figure it out.
Wow.
So he tells us it's in this alleyway. Well, I dropped my wife and brother off near where we think the alleyway is. He told us it's this particular intersection. And I went to park the car. When I came back, I found the same alleyway. I walked down it, and there were some people coming out of a door that you couldn't tell really what the business was. I figured, well, that's not it. That doesn't say Safe House on it or anything. It doesn't look
You're
like
a restaurant. You're looking for a big neon sign, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So I go
You're
down
looking
the
for
alley.
Steaks, chops, and chicken on the
right,
side.
Right, right. I go to the next door, and it has welcome in about 12 different languages, but nothing else. Nothing about the Safe House. No. Remember, we're talking about an espionage-themed restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure, well, I'm at least going to go in this door. And I go in the door, and it's this little room, and it's like an old murder mystery library, I guess you would say, Jim. But that's all it is. It's a room. There are no doors out of that room. And I'm looking around and I'm wondering. And then I remember the guy said you had to have a password. And I figured, well.
Now, where's your wife and your brother at this point? Are they with you?
There, I have no clue where they are.
You've lost them.
I figure they have found where we are going to.
Or have been abducted.
Have been abducted, yes. So I'm looking around and I just don't see anything. But I figured, well, I'm going to go check that other door out. Luckily for me, as I go to the other door, somebody's coming out of there, and I grab it and I go in, which of course was against the rule.
Oh yeah, there's no you could be hurt for doing something like that.
That's right. But I go in and I find out this is the restaurant. Then I catch the whole deal and what the other room was all about.
When we come back, you're gonna have to tell us about that.
Okay,
we're gonna be right back, folks. Don't go away. You're gonna want to hear about this, and we got some more businesses after this one. At least two more. One of them involves something called Crocs. It's Croc or something. I don't know what it is. We're going to get that right after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Mayberry. Nobody rocks like Joe Cocker, right, Mark?
Unbelievable. What a talent. And of course, whenever
Mayberry.
We think of him, we think of John Belushi.
That's right. Mark Mayberry is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Mark Knopfler groupie, a self-admitted Mark Knopfler groupie. And I'm a pretty big fan, but I don't think I mean, three, and you almost had a chance to do four concerts in a row there. And that's pretty good. Have you ever met Mark Knopfler?
I actually did, Jim. It was one of the greatest things that happened to me. He actually taught a class at Vanderbilt University, and I got to sit in on that. And afterwards,
wow.
He let you get a picture with him. He autographed whatever you wanted autographed.
What kind of a class did he teach?
He taught a class on music, of course.
Is that right? Good.
Yeah, he just sat up there and talked about the way
that
he puts
songs together. Next time he teaches that class, let me know, and I'll go with you.
Wish he was.
Tell us about this espionage. Now you finally found the door into this espionage restaurant, and so folks, what we're doing here, Mark's telling us about this company, and the way that they're doing something that you've heard me talk about before with other guests and with Mark, they're building theater. That's what we're talking about here. Go ahead.
Building theater and building word of mouth, getting people talking about it. Remember,
right.
This guy could have told me any place in downtown Milwaukee to go eat.
And look at how hard you had to, look at how much trouble you had to go to get in this place. You couldn't stand, you had to get in there, didn't you?
I had to find out what was going on.
Right.
So once I got in there, then you really get the extra added feature because they have a camera set up in that little room where people go in and wonder what's going on. And
it's right next to the door, the other door that you went in?
Yeah, it's just 20 feet away.
And that's the welcome room.
That's right. That's the
right.
Welcome room.
Right.
But you don't know what you're doing in there. Now, once you're in the restaurant, then you get to spend the rest of the evening enjoying watching all the other people on this camera come into that room and try and figure it out.
And act weird. Well, I want to know, you didn't tell us about the password.
There was no password. The password was figuring out how to get through that door.
You'll figure it out. That's what he meant.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. And maybe for some they have
passwords. So are you saying that you can't open the door from the outside?
You can open it once you're in that room. You get in the room and there's another door you go through, but you have to pull the secret handle.
Ah,
and I saw a lot of groups where they would come on the intercom and they'd say, well, in order to get the password or the secret word or figure out how to get in here, you have to go around in a circle and put your left foot in or your right foot in. And they just make fools of themselves, and everybody else in the restaurant is watching this. And
well,
the
let
thing
me ask
about
you a question.
Jim,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, was the food good?
The food was excellent. It would have to be.
Yeah.
But there they just got everybody. The thing is, we watched people come in over and over again while we sat there eating our meals. And obviously, everybody that came in there, somebody else had told them about it because nobody just came in and went through the door like anybody.
There's you couldn't advertise for something like this. But let me ask you a question. This is in Milwaukee, right?
In Milwaukee, yes.
Okay, but we can't tell you where it is, folks, because if we did, we'd have to kill you.
That's right, because it is the safe house.
So was it a thriving business? Did you meet the owners?
Didn't meet the owners. We didn't have time. We were headed out to the concert, but we just had fun. And then, actually, I thought they could have done a whole lot more. And I think it was my brother or my wife that made that comment on the way out, like dress the servers up in some kind of costumes.
You're just a troublemaker, Mark.
I am. I'm always looking for another way to do it. But they had plenty of business
that's
with
pretty
that little
cool,
secret room.
They had some major buzz about their business, didn't they?
Major buzz. I think everybody that was in there that night came because somebody had told them.
And that's the kind of thing that's one of the ways that small restaurants can compete against the big boxes and our small companies. I mean, it's the kind of thing. I have a friend who has a business, and it's a regular old distribution business. But the people there are so, I mean, the way they conduct the business is so, you know, it's pretty wacky. And somebody actually said to him one time, you guys should charge admission for people to come in here.
That's right. That's right.
And it's just because of the way they conduct their business. Now, what about the Crocs?
Crocs is something I
know,
I've never
always known I could count on you to bring us a bunch of Croc.
Well, you got it this morning. I had never heard of this company, but it's—I don't even know how to describe it. It's some kind of footwear, Jim, and they come in these bright colors. And to me, they look like a plastic shoe that you would wear to the beach. But it is one of the
kids
hottest.
People wear the now that I know what you're talking about. I've seen these things. I personally don't own one.
No, me either. But my wife,
I'm not nearly cool enough to wear a Croc.
No. My wife begged me to get a pair, but I didn't think they were that comfortable. But they've created a craze because every shoe store just about that is any kind of shoe store has Crocs. And my wife kept looking for a certain color and her size. We went to three or four places while we were out in
she
Denver
had to have
and in
this,
Vail.
She
had to have them. And we finally, the last morning, somebody had told our other friend that we were out there with, Ellie Vallis, who's another great speaker, that you need to go to this place in the mall because I got every size, every color. And sure enough, they did. And that just made my wife so happy that last morning to finally get her pair of Crocs. But
so what's the lesson there for us, Mark?
Well, the lesson there is, what do you do? Now, here's somebody that's, Jim, basically selling one item. Maybe they have two styles, but to me, they look the same. They're in all kinds of colors, but they came up with a catchy name, and they just have created this buzz, this stir that everybody in the world has to have one.
And the truth is, when you shuck all everything back, it's a cheesy little plastic shoe.
It is. It is. It's Lord knows what their markup is on darn thing.
I saw a kid wearing a pair of those this week.
And now that we've talked about it, I think you'll notice them a lot more because they are out there. So just creating that buzz, creating a product or a service that just is such a fad, such a hot item that everybody has to have it.
Well, and of course, the interesting thing about the Crocs is you mentioned the word fad, is whether they last or not, and whether this company can replace those with something else is equally innovative. We're going to come back and talk about at least one more company after these messages. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Mark Mayberry.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Mayberry is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of In the Company of Entrepreneurs. And Mark, give us your website, and you've got a program coming up soon that I want you to tell the audience about.
Yes, my website is www.markmayberry.com. And the program that I've got coming up, I met a guy a few years ago. His name is Marty Grunder, and Marty's an incredibly successful landscaper up in Ohio. But he's also a speaker, Jim. And he and I, for the first time ever, are putting on a customer service extravaganza right here in the Atlanta area. And it's going to be this fall, October, November. We're going to solidify the dates next week. But if anybody would really like a serious two-day workshop on customer service for themselves and the key members of their team, you can call me at 800-394-6138 for all the details.
Can we email you from your website about it, too?
Absolutely, or you can just send it to mark@markmayberry.com, any way that's easy for your listeners.
Check it out,
folks. I appreciate you letting me talk about that.
Well, absolutely, and we'll have you back before then, and we'll do that and make sure folks know about it because that's going to be a great program. And can they find out more of the details on your website?
It's not posted there yet because we've been waiting to get a venue and we've been negotiating with several properties. Yes, it'll be up there probably within 30 days. I'd say by the end of August it'll certainly be up there.
We'll keep reminding folks about that because I know that'll be a good one, and thank you for bringing that to our audience. You know, by the way, one last thing on the Crocs that's the mystifying part. I don't care whether you like them or not. They're ugly.
They
maybe you like wearing them. Maybe it's cool to wear them, but they're still ugly. My point is, and to me, this is the key. These are ugly shoes, and yet people can't wait to get them.
They line up to get them. I mean, we finally found them at this little kiosk in a mall in Denver, Colorado. And around, you know, kiosks don't take up much space.
That's right.
And I counted at one time there were six different customers looking at shoes at this little tiny kiosk. The bad news was they had two people there, two what I would call employees. I don't like that word, but they acted like employees because they were looking at a report that they were supposed to fill out or something and totally ignoring the customers that were there.
That wasn't a good example of getting a product to market. What about, didn't you have another company too?
I've got one last one, and you've maybe heard of these folks. I never had, Jim. They're actually part of Holiday Inn, and they're called Candlewood Suites.
Nope.
And Holiday Inn had their big 50th anniversary or something, and we knew we were going to Denver, and they had these special, special prices, so I just found
you're,
tried
you're
to
always
one.
Looking for a deal, too, Mark.
Always looking for a deal, that's right. But I got more than a deal here. I got a special $59 rate. It was normally like $90 a night. And I was just blown away by this place. Number one, Jim, when you walk in, the rooms, they call themselves suites. They're not really suites. They're just big rooms. They got the refrigerator. They got the microwave, that type of thing.
Got a sofa in there, probably.
You've got a sofa. But they give you a card that you go into this room where they have all the, it's not just a vending machine, it's a nice big room where you go in.
Now this is not like the room where they're watching you make a fool of yourself, is
it? No, okay. This is totally different.
Another room.
They've got coolers in there for soft drinks and orange juice or whatever you might want and all kinds of other food products, and it's strictly on the honor system. You go in there and whatever you want you pick out and you either pay for it at the front desk, which is not there where they're watching you. This is totally a room by itself. Or you just put money in a slot, which is what I did. But when you go in and you register, they give you a card for a free soft drink just to show you that room. Now, also in that room, which I think is great because it's like an extended stay hotel, they have the washers and dryers, which I always appreciate if I'm on a long trip. But here's the best part, Jim, that I've never seen before. The washers and dryers were free.
Wow.
You could use them all you wanted, and they were nice new machines. It was. I'd never seen washers and dryers in a hotel where there was no charge for them.
Well, see, I thought you were. I always figured you were a Holiday Inn Express kind of guy because you were always so smart. Every time I talked to you.
There you go. Well, you know, it is one thing that just gripes my goat about hotels these days. You can go stay at a Candlewood Suites or at a Holiday Inn Express, and you get free high-speed internet. But if you go to a fancy hotel that's $200
a night,
they want to charge you $10 a night for high-speed.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. But
that makes me feel like I'm being ripped off every time.
Well, all that's going to change. I mean, it's very soon. High-speed internet is going to be as basic as having a pillow on your bed. So, hey, Mark, give us your website one more time.
www.markmayberry.com.
Mark, thanks for bringing us this tour of these three businesses and some of the things that they were doing to make a difference, to differentiate themselves from their competitors. Good job today.
And I challenge your listeners to figure out what they can do to get their customers telling their friends about their business.
Well said. Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Thanks, Mark. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.